start fresh and over in Portland?
Well, I think everybody does. You know, it doesn't matter if you went 0-8 or 8-0. It doesn't mean anything, you know. So now the game's start for real, and we'll see where we are as a team. Obviously, we have a lot of work that we still have to do, but, you know, our early season schedule will give us an idea of where we need to be.
And do you kind of wish you had more time to get these guys playing together, or are you just kind of ready to get started?
No, I think obviously you could use more time. I mean, we could use more time because we got, you know, basically six new guys that we're trying to teach to play the way we want to play. But, you know, we played our 8 exhibition games. Now it's time to play, and we'll get a handle on to where we are, as to where we are.
Did Josh practice today?
He did practice some, you know, and I think it'll be a game-time decision, but he's going to try it and see what happens.
Did you tell him, hey, Kobe can do it, you can do it too?
No, I didn't use those terms, but the Kobe thing has come up, okay.
What about the first going to Portland? I mean, I know it's way too early in the season to do revenge-type games, but they're probably going to be emotional.
No, I don't know if they – I mean, you know, they weren't healthy when we played them in the playoffs, and Brandon Roy was coming off knee surgery, and I'm not real sure if anybody thinks about, you know, what happened, you know, 3-4 months ago or anything like that. I think their whole deal is they're just like we are. They want to get off to a good start and play well in the first couple of weeks of the season to kind of see where their team is, but I don't know if they're thinking revenge.
Is there anything that you've been surprised about or disappointed about in the preseason that you kind of weren't expecting?
I was hoping that we could gel a little quicker, but, you know, when you got adding significant guys to your team and, you know, we added three guys that are definitely going to play a lot of minutes for us and be in the rotation. So, you know, that gets to be hard. You want it all to just fall into place and work out, but sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, what we have to do is keep trying to move pieces around and play guys in certain situations to see if we can get it right.
You know, just said you wouldn't mind coming out. That's what we have to do with that.
No, I hadn't discussed that yet. I mean, it's so hard. I don't even know if that's an issue right now. We'll have to play some games and see. But, you know, we often talk about what we can do or how we can change or how we better utilize the talent that we have. You know, last year, you know, we took Channing out of the lineup and put Robin in there. That seemed to work well for our whole team. So we're not going to do anything that's not going to work, that we don't think work extremely well for our team.
Seems like no matter what the start of your schedule is, it looks like it's tough. Last year, because it was road. This year, is it because of opponents?
Yeah, and we're on the road, you know. I mean, I don't know if early in the season you want to take a trip down to Miami and Orlando, but, you know, that's what we have. And, you know, obviously we failed back-to-back with Utah and the Lakers. But at the end of the day, I told our guys, I mean, we're going to play 41 at home and 41 on the road, and I don't think there's ever a good time. If we were playing them at the end of the year, we would be going, oh, my God, I can't believe we're playing these guys at the end of the year. Playing them in the middle, we'd say, oh, boy, we got to maintain. We play them at the start, we talk about it. So I don't think it really matters. I mean, it's, you know, we just got to play well. We're going to have to play extremely well to be able to keep our head above water.
Are there a benefit or benefits to playing 13 of the first?